The LA City Council has thrown its support behind a new development project near the Hollywood Palladium. It includes two high-rise residential towers, something supporters say is much needed in Los Angeles, but a vocal group of opponents object to the project's size, saying it's inappropriate for the area. They're planning to sue to block the development, and they have plans to take the issue to voters next year. Frances Anderton is following the story. She's here now with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
First of all, tell us a little bit about where this is exactly and what it's going to include.
Well, what's important about this project is it is on the site of the Hollywood Palladium. That is near Vine on Sunset Boulevard. This is a famous venue. Because this venue is there, the developers are building two towers that are going to be up to about 30 stories high that are going to surround and preserve the Palladium. That has given rise to a level of density and height that has got a lot of people concerned, even as others are excited that the Hollywood Palladium is being preserved.
It's being preserved, but these two buildings will sort of stand on either side of the theater. And how does this fit, Frances, into Mayor Garcetti? And to be sure, city planners' vision for the future landscape of L.A.? I mean, building, say, housing closer to transportation infrastructure and things like that.
Well, it certainly conforms to that idea of what's called smart growth. Yes, absolutely. It also conforms to the vision in as much as the mayor wants to see something like 100,000 housing units be built across Los Angeles. It falls to the developers to largely get those houses built, those dwellings built. This developer, Crescent Heights, is building these two very large towers that will achieve something like 700 units. So supporters of the project say this is great. This is a lot of dwellings.
But the broader question, Frances, is the way that the city, I guess, is going about backing these projects, because local ordinances many times don't allow for these types of developments. They quickly tell us about the way the city handles zoning in these cases.
Let's just say we have a general plan. The general plan is rather old. It dates right back 60 years. And that general plan provides for a Los Angeles that is far lower density than really our city needs now. We do need a lot more housing. So what's happening is that planning in Los Angeles particularly is being done on a kind of piecemeal basis. You'll have a developer go to the city council with a project where, like this one, where they've essentially had to ask for a planning amendment that has enabled them to get more units onto the site. And they will say, we had to do it because we were asked to preserve the Hollywood Palladium. So therefore, they have asked for something called an amendment. This is what drives opponents of this project and others across LA crazy.
One of those opponents is the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. Why are they so mad about this?
The AIDS Healthcare Foundation is a neighbor, and they have offices that are on something like the 21st floor of a neighboring tower. So defenders of Palladium residences will say they're just annoyed that the view's being blocked. The folks at the AIDS Healthcare Foundation will say, no, we are backing a citywide initiative to try and put a stop to these kinds of projects that have come about because of this planning process that appears to be sort of controlled by developers, that developers are getting kind of favors from council people and they're not conforming to a plan.
It appears this story is far from over, Frances. What do you think is next for the developer Crescent Heights and for the project's opposition?
Well, the developers just received approval from the city council, so I'm sure they're going to try and go ahead with this. On the other hand, there is an effort to get an initiative on the ballot. It was intended for this November. It has been pulled, and the group, the Coalition to Protect LA, that is behind this ballot initiative, has pushed it to March. Some will say that's because they want to have a low point election where hardly anybody shows up to vote, and that way they'll win. The initiative folks will say, we don't want to be on a crowded ballot. We want to really kind of make sure we do this properly and get the attention it needs. Either way, there is frustration in the city at how planning is done. And I will say that in the planning architecture community, there is a cohort that does not think the moratorium is the way of solving this problem, but does see that there is a problem with the way planning is done and that there has to be some kind of middle ground found.
All right, Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.